Good, yourself?
Very well, thank you. Really appreciate your time. So what's been going on in the world of BMX bike racing?
Oh, so there's a fair bit going on at the moment. We've inquired a few more members lately, so it's been pretty hectic around the club.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Training and, yeah, definitely.
So tell us about the training side of things. I've noticed on your Facebook page, it's like pretty much every night of the week you've got something on.
Yeah. So it's Tuesday nights. We've been doing Tuesday nights from 5:30 till 7:30. The youngsters go first, and then us oldies get in there and have a crack. And then Thursday nights, we've started up a Thursday night, only an hour, so 5:30 to 6:30 for all the beginners, just to give them a chance on the bike without any pressure.
And how are they finding it a bit of fun, I guess?
Oh, they're loving it. Yeah, it's great trying to get the kids to go off the hill and seeing their face when they finally get down there. It's really good.
I must say, and last time we spoke, I've had a look at that hill, and even I'm nervous at 43 years of age. I can only imagine what it's like as a youngster. But then again, they're like, come on, let's go, let's do this thing. No fear.
No fear whatsoever.
Man, fair play to them. And you got an event coming up tomorrow, Mother's Day event coming on.
Yeah, for sure. So we've got a Mother's Day event happening tomorrow. I think it's starting off around 10:30. So it'll go till just after lunch. I think we've got a Mother's Day raffle happening and a couple other things going on. So it'll be a really good day, hopefully.
It is always a good day out at the BMX because it's constant. Like you have the race, you have a little bit of a break, and then there's another race, and then there's a little bit of a break. So it's always constant. It's not like, oh, you've got to wait another 5-10 minutes before another race. It's just constantly, constantly, constantly. And that's the thing about the BMX bike. I've tried to ride a BMX when I was younger, and I got completely and utterly tired. There was another word I was going to put in there, tired, doing that. Yeah. So I can only imagine what it'd be like for racing. The track is tricky, but it looks small, but it's not small.
No, definitely. So you've got, I think it's about 38 seconds to get around the track.
Took me 38 seconds to get down the hill.
Yeah, by the end of it, you're buggered, but the adrenaline that you've got keeps you going through the day. And by the end of it, you're on the way home and you get a good night's sleep, that's for sure.
Oh, well, maybe I'll bring my son down. He can ride it a few times because he definitely needs a good night's sleep. That event tomorrow getting underway, what time was it?
It's 10:30.
10:30 and runs till about...
That'll kick off.
Yeah, cool. All right, we'll have all the details on our website in a few moments' time as well. Now, Hayden, how young do they start? I mean, obviously, everyone wants to try and get on a BMX bike as early as they can. But when it comes to racing, or at least learning to race, how young do they start?
Yeah, so they're starting off at 2 years old now on the balance bikes. So they're starting off really young.
Yep.
We still do the practice and everything for the balance bikes on Tuesday nights. And they're loving it. Like, it's good to get them out of the house, and they get all kitted up in their little helmets and gear and that, so it gets them out of the house and gets them going.
And we need to get the kids out of the house instead of the iPads, don't we, these days? Now, if anyone is interested in how they can maybe get in touch to make inquiries to become a member, maybe for themselves or maybe for their children or their grandchildren, how can they do that? And to an extent, what equipment do they need? Obviously a bike, but what other equipment do they need?
Yeah, so the best way to contact us would be through our Facebook page, Bendigo Dragons BMX Club. To start up, we've got club bikes there that are available for a lend on the night if they don't have a bike to start off with. As for gear, we sort of advise full covered shoes, full length pants, a full length shirt, and some gloves and a full face helmet. It doesn't have to be actual BMX gear to start off with. Sure. Just, trackies and a long-sleeve top will get you started.
And just finally, Hayden, retouching on the event tomorrow. What time does it get underway and whereabouts?
So it's at 10:30 at the Eagle Hawk BMX track, just across the road from the tip there. So hopefully it'll be a good day and the weather will hold off for us.
Oh, look, I reckon it's not going to be too bad weather-wise. Hayden Purvis is the president for the Bendigo BMX Club. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
No dramas. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It is Gold Central Victoria.